what do you call corn that's not tender enough to, you know, to just eat right off the cob, but, you know, it's too tough, and they feed it the stock or something.
It would be, you know, you leave it too long on the stalk.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it gets ripe.
Well,
when you eat it, you know, you don't let it get ripe.
Well, we called it horse corn. You know, just things that you would feed to animals rather than eat yourself.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that little bunch of stuff that sticks up out of the top? And it goes down in the ear, and you have to pull it out. And what do you call
it? Silk.
Did you ever grow kind of gourd-like vegetables?
No, I've heard of them, but we never grew them.
Okay.
Cucumbers we did grow.
Uh-huh,
right,
yeah.
I forgot to say that.
What about melons? Any kinds of melons?
We didn't have enough land to grow melons.
They take up a lot of room.
They take up quite a lot of room. And we never had the type of soil that they'd grow well in.
Oh, really? What do they grow in?
Well, they grow best in sort of a sandy soil.
Mm-hmm. What kind did you have?
Black, kind of sticky soil.
Yeah, ooh, that's what I had. Mm-hmm. I hate it. I mean, you can't even get a rototiller through it. It's so heavy.
Well, if you fertilize it and work with it, it'll loosen up.
Yeah, well.
After a while.
Yeah, mine has.
But it's not the type of soil that you want to grow melons in.
Right. Yeah, that's true. It's the kind that'll crack the foundation of your house if you let it, expand and contract. Right. What do you call that kind of a? I don't know if it's a vegetable. You said vegetable that you make a jack-o'-lantern out of.
Pumpkin.
Okay. Did you ever grow pumpkins?
No.
Same thing, I guess. None of them.
Well, they don't grow too well here, I don't think. That's more for cold climate.
Oh,
a colder climate, I think, is where the pumpkin does best.
I see. What kind of fruit did y'all have? Could you get or grow? Some of it, I guess, won't grow out here.
Peach trees. We have peach trees and pear trees. Now, I don't remember that we ever had any on either one of our places. Now, we did have plum trees and fig.
Mm-hmm.
But we, peaches are usually available and pears are available.
Mm-hmm. Was it then, too?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't ring.
It will.
Just turn the tape recorder on your phone.
He probably picked it up.
What do you call the kind of peach that you break open and the seed just falls out?
Freestone.
Okay, and if you have to peel it off, peel the seed out, what do you call that kind of peach?
Clean.
Okay. What do you call dried up pieces of apple?
Dried apple.
Okay. What do you call the inside of a cherry, the part that you don't eat?
Pit.
Okay. What kind of nuts can you get around here, or do they grow?
Pecans.
Uh-huh. What else? Anything else?
Well, the peanuts are grown mostly in north of LaGrange. You find peanuts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There again, the soil has a lot to do with the growing of it.
What are they growing? Sandy soil?
I think it takes more of a sand, and I don't know that there are very many people growing here.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's not a big cash crop. What other kind of nuts are there that grow out here, like on trees?
Well, pecan is about the main thing.